Information is funny stuff. The information for this very web page you are looking at is recorded on a hard disk inside a computer located in New Britain, Connecticut. The information was copied from physical device to physical device, perhaps hundreds of times before it got to your computer, where a program used it to display these words on your monitor. Clearly, the information is something separate from the physical devices that are used to store and transmit it. A computer system consists of both hardware and software components. The hardware components of a computer system are the electronic and mechanical parts. The software components of a computer system are the data and the computer programs. The major hardware components of a computer system are the processor, main memory, secondary memory, input devices, and output devices. Of course, this doesn't list the sheet metal and the screws and things like that that hold all these things together. For typical desktop computers, the processor, main memory, secondary memory, power supply, and supporting hardware are housed in a metal case. Sometimes the metal case is called a systems unit, and sometimes it's called the base unit. Many of the components are connected to the main circuit board of the computer, called the motherboard. The power supply supplies power for most of these components. Various input devices, such as the keyboard, and output devices, such as the monitor, are attached through connectors at the rear of the case. Click here to see the desktop system these notes were originally prepared upon, some years ago. This was back when anything to do with computers had to be colored beige. Everything in this picture has since been replaced, except for the gargoyle.